Those who think they know nothing, and I think I know, but I know I don't. Which means that's something I know. Wait, but that means I know nothing. What the f-
Sorry, I apologize for the sound if it's going a bit mad on you, but it's what I got, and I gotta do the best with what I got. Remember that loving is what I got. Okay, so I want to dive into something a bit more-ish. It's a big subject. Upon ascension, ascending. A rapture, to say the least. I don't know how much less you can say about that. It was something I was obsessed with, I would say, a while ago. Reaching new realms, dimensional shifting. Reaching heavenly realms beyond our own one. Because this one is a bit tragic sometimes. Or at least, well, it depends how you look at it. But I was seeing it as pretty tragic in comparison with the idea that I had in my head, which is basically all it is, an idea in your head. An idea in your head given to you by people deep in history who have had glimpses or insight into the reality, quote-unquote, of this experience to be, all ascending into heaven. Well, yeah, basically shift into something different. I was also very big into, like, astral projection as a kid. For those of you who don't know, astral projection being an experience that you usually have when you sleep, or a near-death experience where your soul leaves your body. And then you can kind of just float around and see other worlds and universes and galaxies and dimensions and so on and so forth. Multiverses, maybe other yous that exist who are also astral projecting. And then maybe you'll meet another Dylan spirit as well as your own spirit. That'd be weird. Multiverse, astral multiverses. Anyway, it was a lot. And I don't know, it was really powerful in my head. And it was something I just really wished to get to. And at times felt like I almost did get to. But it was experiences of almost like where I felt like I was dying. And in my head, it was kind of like, I'm ready. But the scary thing wasn't actually me dying. It was rather that, you know, I'd be leaving this body behind and for other people to deal with, you know. And that was scary, is that I'd be leaving a bit of a mess for other people to kind of deal with, you know. That's very vain. That's assuming people care. No, they do. I care about other people, and in turn, I think they care about me. Well, that's what I like to imagine, anyway. But yeah, so it's a powerful thought that is hard to dispute, is nothing more than a thought. That's the other thing. Took me a while to kind of see that. Well, it was a thought. I guess the closest I kind of got to was like what people would call ego death. At least that's what I could crack it up to. Because like leaving here, it doesn't really seem like much of a thing. I can see this place differently, unless what they mean by like dimensional shifting is more just a shift in perspective, where the world now seems like a completely different place, even though you haven't really gone anywhere. It's just the way that you see it. That's all that's really changed. And I think dimensional shifting or rapture or ascension is kind of a different way of describing that, which people have taken a bit too literally, including myself at one point. And that was not an easy one to deal with, especially descending from it, descending from the idea of ascension. You're always raising and always growing, I suppose, but like, always trying to get somewhere else You know, that's just, it's just another thing in the big box of anywhere but here, which is just tragic, man. Like, just trying to escape here, which is frustrating because, like, you don't even really understand here. So why would you want to go somewhere else if you don't understand here? You just think and feel a certain way about here, so therefore you know everything about it, and therefore I want to choose differently. Who are you to choose differently? You don't even know what you're dealing with. Learn to understand what it is you're dealing with first before you try and make an assumption that you should be somewhere else. You just are where you are. Deal with it. Deal with it. But deal with it. Because if you deal with it, you can do something about it. Or maybe you can't. You can either change how you're looking at it, or you can maybe shift the situation to something a bit more pleasant and easy to deal with. But, like, stop running away. I mean, unless your life's being threatened, then maybe it's time to run away. But I don't know, people are always pushing away things that could really serve them. People, including myself, I suppose. Because it's just easier. It's easier to be like, no, thank you. No, thank you. No, not for me today. Maybe tomorrow. It's the biggest trick in the book. Tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow I'll do it. Tomorrow never comes. So, yeah, I'll go through. And then I quoted, the emotion that rapture, quote, invokes is strong. It's a strong emotion. In me. Oh, so this was for me. This isn't like a truth. I mean, it's my truth. This is how I was feeling. And I was trying to understand my whole obsession of ascension. Ascension. Sorry, I said that three times because I feel like I didn't say it properly. But yeah, I was very spiritually kind of must be the best. Well, not the best. Like, it wasn't necessarily that in my mind. It was more just more. Like, this was not enough, you know? Which is crazy now that I think about it, because, like, there's too much to this for it to not be enough. It's literally infinity in a grain of sand, as Jason Silva quoted someone else saying. Or maybe he said it. Well, he definitely said it, but whether he, like, coined it. If you can even coin something, I don't know, like, who was the first ever human being to say a particular thing? I don't think you could ever track that back. Someone could put a little TM on it and claim it for themselves, but the first person to say anything, the first person to say the word anything, I don't know, who wrote the English language? I couldn't tell you. Anyway, it was, so this is me kind of talking to myself here, that I've wrote in my little book. The emotion that rapture invokes is a strong and quite terrifying, but does emotion equate to truth? So the reason I was kind of so convinced by this idea of other realms and ascending and going into heaven, basically, but I never, this is the thing that really cracked me as well, is that it wasn't heaven. I didn't like the idea of heaven because it was too Christian. My idea of, like, ascending, you wouldn't ascend into, like, the clouds and the kingdom. You'd ascend into, like a geometrical universe that was shaped by, like, gods and beings that could shift their spirit and just beyond comprehensions, like almost like a psychedelic trip in constantly being experienced. I guess that would kind of be the world that I would have wanted to live in. And I felt this to be so true. Like, it was just, it had to be a truth, because I just felt it. It hit my emotions so hard, like, I would almost break into tears at, like, the amazement of this truth, quote, that I had in my head. But basically what I'm asking myself here is that, does emotion equate to truth? Well, let's see what I continue to say here. Just because you feel some way towards something doesn't mean it's true. Just because you feel something's true doesn't mean it's true. it's convincing, but not true. I may feel angry that you called me a twat. Maybe you called me a twat, and I'm not happy about it.
Would you call me? You call me a twat. You just call me a twat.
But then it turns out, actually, no, you just said you're twitching. Oh, yeah, yeah, no, sorry. I went to the gym yesterday and my muscles a bit sore. Oh, sorry. Sorry, confusion. But you see, I still got angry because I assumed something to be true and that feeling invoked and I thought it was real. It's like if someone came up to me and said, I don't like your yellow shirt, man. You look like ridiculous. Oh, it's not yellow. It's green. You look a bit stupid. See, I'm unaffected. But if he came up to me and said, your green shirt looks ridiculous, man. What are you wearing today? I'd probably be hurt. My shirt goes, how dare you? You know? And I think that says a lot. Like, you kind of choose the emotions that you take on. And when you take on the emotions, we don't understand them enough to know if they're real or not. I mean, we experience them as real. But whether they are, yeah, equated to truth. It's not like you don't have a built-in lie detector. You don't have something like that. You just kind of assume what you think is right and wrong. There isn't an ultimate, like, all-knowing thing that you can kind of tune into and be like, yeah, that's it. Yep. That's it. No, it doesn't work like that. Whatever you want to be true, you can say it's true, but it doesn't mean it's the truth. You can really delude yourself. So how do you know what's true and what's not true? You question. You ask. Craziest thing, though, is that you can really feel like you'd suffer without the truth. Like, sometimes you don't need it. Like, it's not necessary. It's not a huge thing. I mean, it's something worth striving for, I definitely think. You know, especially if you're causing yourself a bit of turmoil over the situation, you might as well figure out what's actually going on. For example, this is why I'm doing this, kind of airing out some stuff, see what's true and what's not true, you know. So is what I'm saying true? I don't know. It makes sense. It makes logical sense, what I've written down here. How do I feel about it? Oh, it feels like yes. Emotion does not equate to truth. I feel that that's 100% true. Yeah, just because I feel that way doesn't mean it is the truth. You know, emotion just kind of helps with passion. It's like fuel for the fire. So, like, the logic is kind of like the idea. It's like, okay, does this make sense? Does it equate? Let's test it out. All right, so the maths works. 2 + 2 = 4. Great. Okay, grand. So now I'm confirmed in that. Now let me use the emotion to almost add to it and excite it and titillate it and make that exciting for other people, you know. Because if you have, like, a math teacher who's like, 2 + 2 = 4. But if you have a math teacher who's like, 2 + 2 = 4. You know, like, that's crazy. All right, cool. Yeah, it's a bit more engaging. So it's a tool, but not a tool of truth. It is a tool of, what could I say it is? A tool of excitement, a tool of fuel, a tool of passion, a tool of deliberation, a tool of communication. It burns. It's energy in motion. That's what emotion is, essentially. I took that term from someone else. Again, it's not how true it is. I don't know. It works. It works for the time being. All this could be proven very wrong, like, in the near future. Someone else could message me now and be like, no, you're wrong. Then I'd listen out and be like, okay, why? Because this, and this. And then I'd be like, but this, and this. And then he'll be like, yes, but this, against your this. It's like, oh, you make sense. And I could be wrong. But it doesn't like, at the end of the day, there's only so much you can know, and the majority, pretty much everything you know, is just a load of hunky-dory. It's just a load of palooper, but it can be useful for the time being, you know? Like, this here, what I've written in this book, is useful for me going forward. It's useful for me understanding who I was in the past and how I can avoid making the same mistakes I made in the past. I'm a scientist, basically. I'm experimenting with myself. I'm trying to understand myself. But I'm not saying it's right. It's a good evaluation of who I was and who I am and what I'm trying to be and where I'm trying to go and the things that are going on in here. But it's definitely not the whole picture. I'd be foolish to think that. Done. Dylan, finished. Sorted him. Completed. 100%. Done. Dylan, no more. Easy, done. You want a Dylan? I can tell you about Dylan. I can tell you about Dylan. But this is just for Dylan. Like, if I was to give this to you, I don't know how useful that would be. It's my thing, you know. You could read it, I don't know. Whatever, but I don't know, it'd be useful. So, yeah, truth. I was listening to a guy who listened to a philosopher. Sorry, stretching. And, basically says that science is nothing more than just belief. I mentioned this in another video, actually. Yeah, so science is the belief that the future will behave as the past. But a way to, I like to elaborate this, is the language of science is basically the mask put on the world so that we can map it out. But the map that we've put over the world. So, for example, like, I've put the map on I've put the map on reality and been like, this is a cell, this is a nucleus within the cell, this is oxygen, this is hydrogen, this is a hand. A hand is made up of carbon atoms and it's got bone structure and muscles. These are maps put on everything, you know, and the maps work, they're useful, but it's not what it is, you know what I mean? Like, for example, we say 1 + 1 = 2, but what's just as true probably in galaxy 3509 on planet Radida is this is Kuga + Kuga = Faruda. Know what I mean? Like Spanish. Like, it's different languages. They know. 1 + 1 = 2. Just as true. Why? Because 1. Uno means 1. Okay. Yeah. But if you had never heard Spanish before, ever. Like, this is the first time you heard Spanish. And someone goes, 1 + 1 = 2. I don't know what plus or equals is in Spanish, so whatever. But you'd be like, no, 1 + 1 = 2. What's uno? Rubbish. See, that's how you'd work. But that's how scientists kind of work. They have to make things up in order to understand what actually is. But even what actually is, they have to make up a name for their conclusion. So it's just maps of understanding, maps of meaning. Jordan Peterson book, I should probably read that. But yeah, so yeah, that's kind of with everything. That's with everything. Yeah. Cool. Essentially what I wanted to talk about, even though I looped away from Ascension. 13:14, it's late, actually. I got some things I gotta do today. I hope you enjoy whatever you gotta do today. I gotta say, hey, what a wonderful kind of day. Hey, see you later.